fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 19th day of September, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Quick reminder, we will no longer post new shows on YouTube. After September, September 28th, we're already posting new shows and YouTube on Real and YouTube. We're now posting new shows on Real Video as well as YouTube for the time being. And after the 28th of September, only Real Video will be getting our new shows. Also, there's a banner at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do need to hire a marketing professional, marketing me to international speakers bureaus. If you would like to know more about that, contact me. We'll talk about it. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He's taught astrophysics at the university level at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's a prolific author, having written 10 books with more on the way, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Really good. Jim, I'm getting emails from people wondering about this observatory in New Mexico that the FBI came in and shut down and evacuated everybody. The National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico. The local sheriff is pretty upset because they left him out of the loop. He doesn't know why it was shut down. They shut down both the observatory and the post office that's on the same property last Thursday, September the 6th. And there's been no disclosure yet as to why this happened, other than a vague a reference to some kind of possible criminal threat. Is this something you're aware of, Jim?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's a number of aspects here. The motives in the story that they're talking about, that this was a threat to staff there, did not add up with what happened, because simply does not add up. So their cover story doesn't add up, which makes it all the more suspicious. the issue of a false flag solar flare I've been talking about for a long time. And given the upcoming election, this is what I considered happening. But it's too early. I mean, they're pulling their, what would you say? They're pulling their bag of tricks here much too early for the midterm election because people have a short-term memory. But I have word also that other solar observatories have been closed in a similar fashion around the world. And it's hard to confirm these stories, but I can tell you that the FBI cover story doesn't add up.
Right. Well, a couple of days ago, Sunday the 16th, the Association of Universities for Research in Astronomy announced that the observatory was being reopened.
Right.
So it was only shut down for a very few days.
Yeah, for a few days. But they were not going to reopen it. The reason they reopened it, and they said, oh, well, now there's no threat. you know, something that the FBI comes in completely just on no notice, comes in and shuts down, does not tell any other law enforcement that there's some activity in the county, which in a sense is illegal because the sheriff should have been cut in on the information. You know, and then they said it would be shut down for an indeterminable amount of time, and then all of a sudden everybody's going back to work.
Right.
And like, oh, there was no problem, or I guess it's been mitigated or whatever. You know, the cover story doesn't add up, and I think the backlash was, and the way this got out, by the way, was somebody tweeted, one of the employees said, hey, we're all being walked out of the, just, you know, the center here. And that's how it got out. It wasn't like there was some kind of public announcement.
Right, right. Well, it's unusual.
I don't have an answer. And, of course, the other thing that happens, because YouTube is just flourishes with disinformation from the CIA, it was filled with all kinds of tinfoil hat Looney Tunes stuff. You know, so that's why I don't post, never did post on YouTube, and I'm glad to see you're moving off of YouTube.
Right, it'll give me more flexibility. I've had to deal with censorship from YouTube in the past, but they're censoring all my friends, so it's time for me to make a change and go with real video. Put together by
the way,
Mike
I have
Adams.
A channel there also.
Yeah, well, Mike Adams is the guy that put your real video together. I'll be meeting Mike when I'm in Dallas in a few weeks, and I'll be thanking him personally for setting up real video.
Yeah, and so then they have their advertisements on there. So it's a way for people to support this channel, you know. So and that's going to be a real. I can tell you when you talk to him, that's something I know a lot about is this type of thing. And he's going to have growing pains, but they will be good growing pains.
Right.
And he's got a lot of support from the community that really needs his this. So he did the right thing.
Absolutely. Well, the growing pains are taking place. My webmaster is dealing with Mike Adams' people there at Real Video, and they're very diligent, hardworking people, and they're taking care of the problems as they come up and moving forward, Jim. We got a lot going on all over the world. What's higher on your list, Jim?
I just wanted to comment on this Judge Kavanaugh final last minute 11th hour disclosure of a woman from California. Now they know who it is, the anonymous person that claimed that Judge Kavanaugh attacked her when they were in high school. I just wanted to make a couple comments about this. Feinstein, Senator Frankenstein, I call her, was the only person who knew who this was. And so when the Democrats' anonymous leak did not work, they are the ones that leaked this woman's name to the press. This woman wanted to remain anonymous, And all of a sudden, the press shows up at her doorstep. So it's not like she came forward as they're putting on the news, like this brave woman came forth. No, they leaked her name to the press.
Right.
And so let's get that straight out of the chute. Second of all, they're politicizing this, and the women who are in charge of the long-term, not the Me Too movement, which is recent, but the long-term struggle to have women recognized for the problems they've had in the past, is they're very angry at this, because this is exactly what they did not want to happen, that some woman would come forth with a claim. And that's what it is at this point. It's like, I won't make any examples, but it's a claim. And if you look back at the history of this claim, this woman did not even know about this until 2010, when she said she was in therapy with her husband, and this incident came out. So, you know, here's a woman who's really having trouble with reality.
The term is called recovered, you know, Jim, there's a term for that, recovered memory.
Yeah.
That's the term. Which is not very reliable at all. Now there was
the other thing is that in her psychological analysis, she never mentioned Brett Kavanaugh. She just said there were four people. She doesn't know when it happened. She doesn't know the house. She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't even know the year when this happened. And so, I mean, to bounce on this as the real problem here is the Democrats are jumping on this and using it as a political football.
They are. Well, there was another teenage boy named as being in the room when this alleged event took place. He's been interviewed and said, "I don't remember anything like this." And Brett was my friend, and that just wasn't the kind of thing Brett would do. Now the woman is requesting an FBI investigation. The FBI is saying there's no evidence of a federal crime having taken place, and we don't investigate things that don't involve violations of federal law. And now, if the President of the United States asks them to, they would investigate. But there's no basis for an FBI investigation, because there's no violation of federal law being allegated.
And the statute of limitations of any kind of claim have long since passed.
Well, long ago, decades ago.
And so right. they did approach the local law enforcement in that area, and they said they would not investigate it. And
no,
so,
of course not.
At any rate, it's going nowhere. So it's they want to turn it into a political boondoggle in Congress, where it'll be a he said, she said show. And, of course, the issue is that they always want to you got to be very careful about what you say here. But it would turn into a three-ring circus, a 27-ring circus, actually.
Well, Senator Grassley has extended an open invitation to this woman to testify this coming Monday, which would be Monday the 24th, it looks like. And so far, she's saying that she won't. She won't accept the invitation to testify. And if she declines and to show up, I think that will be the end of it, and the Senate will move on from there.
Well, the problem is when you look at the lamestream media jumping all over this like they do with everything. How many times in the past have we seen allegations come up? It was constant with Trump. There must have been 50 different things they threw at him, and he had to just dodge them like arrows in the flay. This appears to be another, and like I say, the real issue here, after all the smoke clears here, is that women, and this is what I find striking, is that the women are coming out in droves supporting Brett Kavanaugh. And,
right.
You know,
right.
Professional,
etc. Including two of Brett's former girlfriends are coming out publicly and saying, that's not Brett. He didn't.
Yeah. But right. the real, when the smoke clears, this is going to very much damage women who have real cases. and that have a history and corroboration. There's no corroboration in this. It's a he said, she said kind of thing. And this woman's story is very thin. Let's just put it that way.
It is. It is. And
thin, thin to very thin. That's all you can.
Apparently, she thought she was doing the right thing for the right reasons and wanted to remain anonymous. And Senator Frankenstein violated the conditions that she wrote her letter. The condition was that she would remain anonymous. So it all comes back to Senator Frankenstein making use of this woman's good intentions for bad purposes.
For political purposes, yeah.
Absolutely. And
so anyway, well, let's move on from that. But one of the persons I really like when these things happen is Candace Owens, and she's the black young lady that is the Turning Point spokesperson. But she was very much angered in the name of women and who are fighting for recognition for these kind of allegations, and that the politicization of this is going to have far-reaching effects and damaging effects for women.
Right, right. Well, I got a photo of Candace here speaking in a public venue here. She's known for her pro-Trump commentary and her criticism of Black Lives Matter and the Democratic Party. Director of the communications of the conservancy advocacy group Turning Point USA.
Yeah. Yeah, and so anyway, but let's move on. The real issues that are not being talked about is the flooding going on in the Carolinas. And John, this is all preventable. This is the Carolinas represent the precise place where grounding a storm coming in would have dumped all that water out to the ocean. In the ocean before it ever got to land, because they have the banks there that go out hundreds of miles, literally. And the hurricane could have been shorted out there and diminished greatly. But none of this is done because the people in the NOAA and the federal government, the National Hurricane Prediction Center, are continuing with their idiocy of hurricanes being caused by warm water. Which is absolutely ludicrous. I've talked about this on the show before, where William Gray and his assistant stood up on the podium and quit. He was the head of the National Hurricane Prediction Center, and he said nothing they're doing there has any validity at all. And he got up and he quit. And, I know he is very familiar with my work and silently agrees with it. So, but all of this was preventable, and I have tried and tried to get this information to Trump, but he's surrounded by scientific government employees, and he's really not scientifically astute like he is in the business world. You know, he's talking about astronauts going to Mars, and, you know, he just doesn't, he in that respect, he's clueless.
Right, right. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Phil in Niagara Falls, New York. Good morning, Phil.
Oh, good morning, sir. This one had 2 cents to Feinstein. During a discovery phase, she knew this information for over a month, and she never raised it. Therefore,
two months, yes.
July. She knew it. This is September. She knew about this in July. Right.
Yeah, right. But then she broke house rules. She should be held accountable because House rules say during discovery evidence, she's got to talk about it and say, hey, this happened, and she never did. She waited till now.
That's right. So, I mean, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, Phil, she broke House rules.
We appreciate it, Phil. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of September, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live in the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, is the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. And 17 years and counting, all the archives on my webpage for free. It's a commercial-free show. And this week I'll be discussing some more science issues. Last week I had somewhat of a excited, superlative discussion on weather manipulation as Hurricane Florence, and the way to prevent these, and the fact that the government is completely blocked from getting this to the correct people. But also my paid cast is a weekly show. I'm now reviewing my books and comparing standard astronomical theory to my own work in a long series of lectures. So that's the paid cast, $3.95 a month. All of that on my webpage, which is linked from your webpage.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Well, there's what other agenda items are really getting your attention this morning, Jim?
Well, a year ago today, the Cassini mission allegedly crashed into Saturn. I guarantee you it did not crash into Saturn. They didn't torch that spacecraft. It's sitting out there very active, and you don't have information coming from it. I guarantee you NASA did not crash that vehicle into Saturn. So fake news on space.com, more fake news. Fake science, let's call it.
Well, the military controls NASA. That's why all these people that fly space shuttle were lieutenants and captains and majors and colonels, obviously. There's supposed to be a new branch of military, the Space Force. Do you have any thoughts on that, sir?
Well, it's okay. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that the Navy was the real Space Force for the United States. It always has been. What you see with NASA and the Air Force is a sideshow. The Navy has always been the United States Space Force, and they have been from the beginning. So that's completely behind the scenes. So, but in terms of Trump's Space Force, it's a Me Too upmanship, because other countries are doing military-like things in outer space. I talk about this in my book, The Diamond Principle. You cannot militarize outer space for a very good reason. It's three-dimensional. You will go broke trying to militarize outer space when the person who goes without a military will be so far beyond you, because you're trying to haul all your military crap with you. In two dimensions, it's bad enough. And I make the analogy that back in the Roman days, as they moved out farther and farther in the known world in two dimensions, on the two-dimensional surface of the Earth, they eventually thinned out to the point where they were ineffective. Small local crowds of people were defeating the Roman armies out in the hinterland. They couldn't penetrate the Black Forests, and so they ran out of steam. But this was unbeknownst to the Congress, the senators in Rome, as all the money kept pouring in. But they didn't realize that their armies were failing out in the hinterlands. And of course, like with Hitler, they always had to bring back news of victory. So nobody really knew about this. But at any rate, you cannot militarize three-dimensional outer space. You can't afford it. You'll go broke trying to do this. And Reagan already proved that, and they were only in low Earth orbit. So anyway, good luck. You want to militarize outer space. The people that will be out there the farthest, the fastest, will not take military equipment with them.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, Jim. It does make a lot of sense. The other news, space related news, is this Elon Musk character selling seats on a vehicle that's supposed to go to the moon.
Great. Well, good luck.
And a Japanese billionaire has bought the first several seats, apparently.
Yeah. Well, go for it. We'll all be waiting here with the coffins when they get back. Well, we won't even need them. They won't even have to be cremated, because they'll be mostly burned up by the time they get back here.
Right. It'd be similar to being in a microwave, wouldn't it?
Worse.
Amazing. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews. But this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 19th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a new image. This one comes from the exhibit of the full-size Noah's Ark in Kentucky. My friend Dan was there with his wife visiting the exhibit, and he saw the map of the world with different coastlines. Basically, the Navy map. Really, really close. Posted at my website now at thelibertyman.com. You can see this map that's at the Noah's Ark exhibit in Kentucky. If you find an image yourself on a movie or a TV show showing continents with different coastlines, get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of MI5 DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Let's keep it moving forward. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order because you're tired of arthritis pain, you're tired of joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. You want to get a great night's sleep? Get yourself an energy cleaner. I use mine every night, only $285, shipping included. Keep in mind the following. I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there also. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page. Jim, we got another caller here. We got Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, John. Good morning, James. A correction on Diane. It's Frankenswinescumstein. Frankenswinescumstein. Trump is controlled to the nth degree. After I saw the YouTube presentations, Trump is the swamp. Trump's elite Jewish mafia. Trump is the swamp. Trump's elite Jewish mafia. And then I saw one called Trump's New World Order. Trump's New World Order. Once you see those two, and then when Steve Mnuchin told Trump, what, 2 weeks after inauguration, when Trump told Mnuchin, we're going to either, repudiate, nullify, terminate, cancel the fraudulent national debt, or we're going to renegotiate it. And Mnuchin's response is, no, we're not. So, to demonstrate, prove that point, if Trump really has power, why doesn't he execute an executive order terminating, repudiating, whatever, canceling the manufactured fraudulent national debt, and then do a switcheroo, transfer the intrinsic collateral, which is our bodies, our names, our real estate, private property assets, which is what I've now discovered.
Right. I've heard that theory, Fred, for years. I've never seen any evidence of that, ever, that there's any reality behind that. Where's the evidence, sir?
Here's what you do. You get your original birth record. Get the number off that original birth record, okay? It'll be, I don't know, maybe whatever it is, 7, 8 numbers, whatever. And then take that number to a broker, or call a broker.
What kind of broker?
Wall Street. Stocks, bonds.
Stockbroker. Okay.
A brokerage. Okay. And tell the broker you want the present day values of this corporate trust bond fund that goes, that's identified by this number. A guy on YouTube does that. His name is KACEE. He shows you his original birth record, that number, that identifier number. Then he switches over to Treasury bonds, or Treasury direct bonds, something like that, Treasury. And it shows a Treasury bond fund with his birth date and that number from his original birth record, shows the original date of the issuance of the bond fund, then it brings it up to date with the current value. In
a value to whom? Who gets any proceeds from this?
Well, that's the $64 trillion.
That's because there is none. That's because there is none. There is no value.
There's value there. It's credit equity. Credit. John, have you ever known that a bond is created and issued whenever, a traffic citation or any other statutory public policy act violation charge?
They don't issue any bonds on traffic violations. That's silliness.
They issue a bond. You go in and contest it.
It's a criminal
action in a statutory jurisdiction. They issue a bond against it. It's fact.
That's a fantasy. And Fred, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That's a fantasy. I've spent my life dealing with municipal courts, county courts, state courts. I know these clerks. I have lunch with them. I have coffee with them. They're not issuing any bonds. They write tickets, and people pay the tickets. And I've been through every record in every courthouse in the area and municipal courts in the area. And that's a fantasy. That's an absolute fantasy. I've heard these theories, Jim, you probably have also, that there's some kind of equity attached to a person's birth certificate. Now, I'm not aware of any money ever changing hands as a consequence of a birth certificate. Are you, Jim?
I've heard things like this. It's not something I've pursued.
There's no evidence.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Where's the value? Where's the value of a birth certificate? I don't see any value there. It's a piece of paper that's kept in the archives that demonstrates gives proof a person was born on a certain day to certain parents in a certain jurisdiction. That's it. That's all it is. These theories that do not have any evidence to back them up are, quite frankly, a waste of time. So let's move on from there, Jim.
Anyway, well, let's see if we can move into the future on a positive note. One thing that I see out of all of the, you know, when I used to spend a lot more time in foreign countries, which I still do, I tend to not hear the local United States news and all the fanfare and things like that. And you come back 3 years later and really nothing has changed. And, but, in terms of the future, let me just say something I found out recently. The oil dominating countries of the world are looking for example, other sources of energy. They're realizing that oil and coal are not going to last forever. So they're actually looking for other ways, and they're actually. And a smart investor would do that.
Right, Jim, there's enough oil in the Gulf of Mexico by itself to meet current needs for a century. So yeah. I don't see where there's an issue.
Well, there isn't, except if you... shipping is the issue with both coal and oil. There's no reason to ship it from the Mideast. The only reason they do is because the shipping companies make a lot of money. 10 to 15% of the oil is burned just moving it to the United States, and the shipping,
well,
et cetera.
Well, we have enough oil in this country to meet our needs. We're a net exporting country at this point in time. We don't need anybody else's oil.
Right, but we're still importing. And so that's,
well, that should be the free market answering the call. The free market is what should be happening.
Yeah, but anyway, what I'm saying is there is a light at the end of the energy tunnel, and energy is the probably the biggest issue on this planet. That's why I have a program that I call the World Energy Water Project, something that I work on continuously. But that's my goal, is to solve those two problems, and I'm well on the way to doing it. But given those two things, population is a close third, and it's very easy to take the number two, take the tenth root of two, and what you come out with is a fairly small number, close to one. And that's the population growth of quite a few countries in the world, Sierra Leone, quite a few African countries, and then Mexico have a growth rate of doubling every 10 years. And so those issues, I'm not sure the way to deal with those issues is economically. Because when there's economic progress, those numbers come down. So, you know, to deal with Mexico, actually Trump is doing them a favor by putting tariffs on both Mexico and Canada, because what it does, it ends up raising the employment compensation in those areas. And with that, then the population growth will go down. It's just inversely proportional to economic growth, the population growth. In fact, the United States and Russia were experiencing negative growth for quite a while, probably 10 years ago. because of prosperity. But my point is that with energy and water, which means agriculture, which means prosperity in the sense that people are eating, et cetera, then the population rates go down. There's potentially a turning point for the world here with resolving those particular issues.
Well, solving these issues would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I see it happening. That's myself, I'm on the verge of some major breakthroughs. Not that they're new. It's the breakthrough is getting them placed and out in the market.
Right, right. And which brings us to the wing generator project. Any updates on that?
Not right now, but hopefully shortly.
Okay. All right. Well, we won't hold you to a date, but we're all looking forward to whatever updates you got there, Jim. There's multiple other projects you're working on. I know you're working on a book. You're always working on a new book. There is the Nazca Lines, what you're working with the government of Peru on. Let's see, what else? You're such a busy guy.
Yeah, I hope in another, say, a month, get back and finish that book that's been sitting on the shelf for about a year now. And it was very close to being done, but then I had to drop it to put all my attention on some other issues. But, hopefully get back to that shortly.
Well, in the modern age, writing a book is far less of a burden than it was, say, 30 years ago when we had ink on paper typewriters.
The editing and getting something in print, it was the artwork and oh my goodness, everything was laid up by hand.
I've only written one book, and I used at the time it would be considered an antique now, a word processor that I was so grateful that I had that because I saw a typewriter on my desk at the time. And just to have access to even a primitive word processor with one of those big floppy disks was just a tremendous advantage when it came to writing and editing and rewriting.
Yeah, my original papers, my original book, when I was back in the Cornell days, I had a secretary who was from Cornell. Her name was Marie Jones. She was literally Carl Sagan's secretary, and I had her typing my paper. So that's how I got a lot of inside scoop on Carl. Nobody liked him there of the staff.
Right.
The arrogance and and of course they treated the staff like ashes in an ashtray.
Right.
You basically scrunch out your cigarette butt on their heads. And so one time I asked her, I said, how come I don't see the lofty space science NASA people in the library? And she said, oh, they're too important to go to the library. They send the staff over to, get a paper or something. Uh-huh. They would not be caught dead in the library searching the stacks or trying, because they already know everything.
Exactly.
Why would they go to the library?
That's the attitude. And that's, it's not everyone, just Cornell. Many large organizations. I recall reading Colonel Hackworth going to the Pentagon Library about 1964 to learn about Vietnam, and found out they only had two books in the Pentagon Library about Southeast Asia, and they'd only been checked out two or three times.
Hmm.
So such arrogance.
Yeah.
We know it all. We don't need to read about it. We got the disaster that we got as a consequence.
Yeah. By the way, this is something I've had in mind and I keep forgetting to mention on the radio. It's to everybody listen to this. Very important. Keep records of all your bills. And if you do that electronically, if you have a lot of electronic payments, keep electronic payments. In the last month, I've had two people come back at me and say that I didn't pay a bill. Fairly significant. And not only is it important, but you have accounts that could be have credit damage, all kinds of implications for not paying sometimes even a small bill. And if you don't have a record of it and somebody comes back and claims that you didn't pay it, then they win. And so you have to keep records. And sometimes, in some cases, even after sending them the information, they say, well, we still don't see it paid. And you have to, like, hammer on them. Right. You know. So this is, it's very important to keep records. We used to keep a lot of paper records. Now everything is electronic. And so you have to keep good records of literally all of your payments, and especially if you have a business, because this issue of people not having record of you paying, and also when you communicate with companies about paying or not paying, don't talk on the phone. Do it all in writing, in emails or whatever, so you have a record of it. Because if they tell you on the phone, oh, yeah, that was paid, and 2 months later somebody comes back and says you didn't, oh, well, they told me on the phone that I said they said I paid. Who talked to you? I don't know.
Right.
It's worthless.
Well, I need to publicly thank my wife, Dr. Moore, for she takes care of the household bills, and she's very diligent in doing it before time and keeping excellent records, and it really helps your credit record score when you do that. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back to our marker on Wednesday, the 19th. Jim, we got a caller and holder. We got Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr.
Oh, good morning, John and Jim. Well, you were just speaking about notations. If you do have to call, one of my jobs was working in credit and at a casino, and as I came on board, the credit exec said, oh, just date and time everything, you'll be fine, including your paycheck. So keep an envelope handy for whatever business you're dealing with. Ask who you're speaking with. Write their name down. Write the date and the time. And, of course, you'll have any other notes on there then, too. You know, even if it's just the back of an envelope. So you do have some reference, though, if you do need to follow up. Because often you go to India and the Philippines, and then, you know, you can get sent back to the States. But and another trick with that I learned was that, you know, how you'll get the automated services. If you lean on the O for operator and just keep doing that, come back, and if it's still the recording, do it again. And eventually they'll come on, and they're expecting you to be livid. So I'm the opposite. I'm very kind and ask how the weather is and talk to the people. And like I said, date and time and initials. But that's one way to get through right away. So now I just blew everybody's cover, and they're going to be paying hell for it. But what I really called about was MIMIC, the Morphed Integrated Microwave Imagery. I'm sure you're familiar with that, Jim McCanney. There's some researchers looking into, there were some frequency waves that came off of across from Gabon in Africa, Annobon, a little island there. And you can see the frequency shoot out and go directly down towards Antarctica somewhere and then directly back up into the Atlantic and knock out hurricanes. And you notice there are none right now. So these manipulated hurricanes you were talking about, apparently there's some counteraction. I just wondered if you're, I don't always get to catch everything, so you may have covered this, but the MIMIC, the Morphed Integrated Microwave Imagery.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
No, I'm not sure where you saw that, but yeah, there's nothing that's knocking out hurricanes like that.
You can see this. You can see the frequency waves move. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, and it shoots out, and they've zeroed in. There was a couple, Dabu 7 or whatever, from a year or so ago, and then Florida McKee, he does some really good stuff. I think he was Navy, M-A-Q-U-I-S, Florida McKee. But he first started getting interested in the Fitzgerald and the McCain, and how it turns out they were remote-controlled, apparently, too. You know, we know trains and planes and automobiles are. Well, ships are, too. But anyway, this MIMIC, if you get a chance to look at it, the Morphed Integrated Microwave Imagery, and that's at CIMSS, Total Precipitating Water.
If you want to forward that to John, I'm sure he will send me some links or whatever.
I just found it fascinating because you could see, and now those hurricanes aren't there. And they were building up, and they do have those, we know all about that, with the satellites and also the big things they cart around on barges. So.
Uh-huh. Why didn't they knock out Hurricane, why didn't they knock out Hurricane Florence then? Or Hurricane Maria?
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to wrap it up for that and come back to that next week. Murr, thank you, Jim. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.